what affirmation means to me by Sundiata Okoli. Affirmation is a political artistic masterpiece that continues to inspire and astound me at every turn. I think it ranks among the greatest liberation classics, as Claude McKay's If We Must Die, Che Guevara's commentary on love and struggle, Arthur Davis's eulogy for Malcolm X, and Marcus Mosiah Garvey's If I Die in Atlanta. The latter narratives were composed by men, most of whom were speaking on matters related to death. Asata is woman. Her affirmation took a different path. Its focus is living and beliefs. Thus, affirmation's opening line is, I believe in living, followed by a litany of activities that inspires to believe in better days ahead, to believe in the sun, wind, and water, the sustainers of life belonging to everyone, young and old alike. To believe in the dialectics of seeds growing into trees and the union of opposites, such as tears of pain, turning into the joy of rains that bring a bountiful harvest. Again, complete the eternal circle of life. Affirmation's next stanza repeats its theme. I believe in life, only this time openly conflated with death. In the paraphrased line, and I've seen the death parade march through the earth, devouring mud bodies by the multitudes. I have seen A-bombs blot out the sun in needless murder of many thousands. And I've seen the kind-hearted, the humble, the upright, hoodwinked by the band of nonviolence. Asata has walked cut glass, eaten crow, and been locked, cuffed, gagged, and tagged as a terrorist, all of loving oppressed people, fighting for our freedom and proclaiming a simple truth that a wall is just a wall. And last, affirmation is ever mindful to me to keep faith in living, in birth, creating life, in the magic of love, the wisdom in truth, and the ability of struggle to bring a lost ship home through the storm. I thank you. This is Sundiata Okoli, a caller from FCI Cumberland, Maryland.